you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Or just follow us.
Or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
She touched my peppy, Steve.
It's my password. Password story coming up. She touched my peppy, Steve is my password on a lot of my stuff. So if you're going to go after me, that's it. Type it in everywhere. Tony and Aldi are with us. We got Chad Zumach and Ivan Decker. We haven't met Ivan yet. He's a headliner. Chad's your feature act this weekend, the Funny Bone. Craig's in the house. Carol Channing passed away. We're trying to wrap up these. And we got a cool email. What was that email? Oh, the guy that almost lost his foot listening to us.
Yeah, been a while since I checked in. Yeah. Wanted to tell you.
Is it one of our podcasters or streamers in Ohio?
Yeah. Almost caused me to lose my foot yesterday. I was working out while listening to the podcast. I had a 45-pound plate in my hand when Petey said,
Oh, no, so cold.
In his stereotypical Asian voice. I lost it, dropped the weight. It's about a half an inch from my foot.
He said he's seen that accident.
Yeah, not pretty. Tale for anyone lifting weights while listening to the show. Yeah, Travis, fellow orthopedic foot and ankle center in Westerville, Ohio.
I've had guys that were bench pressing free weights with the headphones on, and that you can't.
Don't do that.
If you laugh during a free weight bench press, you could kill yourself.
Yeah.
Even if you're just not lifting much, falls down your neck.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, still listen to us. Just use the machine. That way you drop that. Nobody cares. Not going to crush your neck.
Well, even if you're on a treadmill or something. If you had a brisk pace, you might not want to.
But once again, I don't want to
trip up and face plant.
I mean, a lot of people at the gym listen to the show, and they have it on while they're they walk up to me. I'm listening to the show right now.
Mm.
So I want to keep people to keep listening. Just don't drop a weight on your foot.
Just be careful. Be careful.
Yeah. You got the latest email?
Which one was that?
Just came in. Gonna need a little help from you.
Okay. Oh, you didn't.
Oh.
Or do I need to write on the audible sheet here?
We'll figure it out in a second. I can't. Oh my god, I can't read that. My eyes are a little foggy right now.
My.
A couple glasses of wine bird boxed my eyes this morning.
There you go. There you go, Todd.
Does that help?
Okay. Yeah. I just took care of just the short version of that, or the full version.
A full version.
Okay. I just took that out today.
I always do that.
Well, I did it. You know what it was? I replaced it with what Craig told me to put in earlier, which you'll hear in a second.
Put it away. And
I know.
And we need it.
I told
it.
You it's one of those. It's a weird phenomenon.
Phenomena.
That I will take out something in the computer on one of our hot buttons, we used to like to call them here, and replace it with something. And then after I take it out, somebody wants it. Hey, that's stuck to the tape.
You know there's like 80 of those on that page you're looking at.
But I don't know. I have no idea what I'm taking out, you know? Go ahead.
This is about the fans' influence on a football game.
Oh, that's
just you,
right.
As an observer, your influence on a football game. When watching games, you forgot to mention what you wear matters too. The Packers will lose if you don't wear the Aaron Rodgers jersey and the sparkles.
Super Bowl.
Casey.
And I didn't because you told me to put the sparkles on my nails.
I'm sorry.
You told me to do the sparkles. I told you not to do the sparkles, and you told me to do it. It's pretty. And I said, let me wear my Aaron Rodgers jersey. You said no.
And they picked up their Asian buddy.
And they lost.
The Super Bowl.
Oh, not yet. Not yet. What's there?
Because you told me to put the sparkles on my nails.
He's bummed too, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Big Packer fan.
He has Sparkles on too.
Oh, I told you not to do the Sparkles.
Pretty.
And I said, let me wear my Aaron Rodgers jersey. You said no.
Holy Fooks messed up, too. He's bummed out. He's really sad.
Oh, that's great.
He's a Packer fan. Carol Channing passed away at the age of 97, makes you think.
Some of the 383 Deadpool players that had her include Jim Rules, Blackout Sucks.
Yeah.
Jim Sucks, Play Rock Candy.
Now we're trying to get him to play all this cool music. Sammy Hagar's first band. Ronnie Montrose on guitar. Montrose.
Hence the name of the band.
We play Rock Candy on our station here at
I don't
home
believe
affiliate.
So. No.
Jim sucks.
Yeah. Sucks.
Play Rock Candy.
I will occasionally throw it in right before the show starts every now and again.
That's probably the most effective way to get your request played is putting in your Deathpool name.
Yeah, it is. If we like it.
Yeah, see, that's another bar.
Yeah. And you got to preface it with Jim Sucks.
Yeah. Oh, it's got to be Jim Sucks plays something. Yeah.
Yeah. Play something he doesn't like.
Exactly.
Or doesn't play.
Right. We're turning kids on to Blackout years ago. This goes back further, by the way. This is early 70s.
Yeah.
There you go. I love that she's sticky. I love that's my favorite part. Yeah. She's sticky.
Yes.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope she's
sticky.
I hope
sticky.
That guy continues to do well.
Hard, sweet, and sticky.
Right. I enjoy hearing that song. Yeah, I think that's twice. He's had two hits already
yeah.
this year.
Mm-hmm. I think he did. I hope he wins it, and we'll play the whole song.
Jody Foster's Knuckles got a hit.
Well, the whole song is a bit much.
It
but.
Is, yeah. Well, we'll sing over it.
Karen Carpenter's Dietitian got a hit.
That's a gut punch.
That's a gut punch.
If you're too young, she died of anorexia in the early 30s.
Before there was such a thing as anorexia
yeah,
that we
right.
knew about.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. I've seen a couple documentaries about her. Great yeah. voice, but she was Skeletor at the
yeah.
end, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was skinny. She was
Kaz Skeletor. Long gets a hit, as does Kevin Bacon's Pork Board.
What the hell? Karen Carpenter's Dietitian.
That's great.
Kirk Douglas' Speech Function gets a hit.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not, I'm gonna, I assume I'm going to regret this one. KMLJ the First gets a hit. Oh.
Is it like a license plate trying to figure it out what it means?
I don't know what KMLJ means.
Okay.
You know, I'm not going to read the Kurt Cobain thing. That's a little too
is it,
harsh.
Is it
I
one
think.
You read before?
No.
It's Kurt
I can guess. That
oh, I know why you're not reading. Yeah. I got it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Gus, you're so sensitive.
That's it. He's a sensitive
yeah.
man.
It's a tough one.
Yeah.
Lacrosse but, ball anal beads gets a hit.
But that's not. That's my favorite part. He'll say, I'm not reading this, then he goes right into something like that. Lacrosse ball. By the way, those things are hard. The cross balls
and yeah,
and they're thick
and sticky.
If you could put, if you use those anal beads, you better be an elephant.
The lacrosse balls are particularly bouncy too.
And, yeah,
they're almost super ball like.
Super.
The dog? No, the dogs love the lacrosse balls,
but not in their ass. These are anal beads.
Oh, that's not
okay.
Not in their ass.
That wasn't random, Todd. These are anal beads. I just didn't say
the
it. I didn't
the dog's that. Like, we don't want that in our ass.
See, I thought I'm pertaining to the anal beads. I know that you don't put
them. Tyler speaking for the dogs.
Yeah. Somebody's got to speak for the dogs.
Well, the second time, it's
otherwise,
shame on you.
We have people stringing lacrosse balls together as anal beads and using them on the dog.
You got to try them first somewhere. But don't do it there. You don't like it.
These anal beads are too bouncy.
Mm-hmm.
Lawyers gets a hit.
Lawyer.
As does.
Damn it. Jim Sucks play Minnie and Craig. Minnie Riperton and Craig Evans.
Let's play Who's Moister?
Let's not.
Layton Joe.
Not now, it's all dudes. We're not playing Who's Moister.
Lickety Fister. Limp Ditka's. Lionel on Vinyl gets a hit, as does Long Rod Von Hugendong.
I want to meet that dude.
That's an old
bet you do.
I want a guy to walk up to me somewhere and go, "Hey, Tyler, I'm Long Rod Von Hugendong."
And here, and
no,
Luke's
half-toe. I'd call him Dong for short. It's Dong. What's up, brother?
And Luke's half-toe gets it.
Yeah. And that's where we're at.
In the L's.
The L's, yeah, obviously. So, and we start with the Q's, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. M-N-O-P. That's all we got to go.
All
right. Yeah.
You're getting close, Craig.
Yeah.
That's a good early hit for the season.
The 46th March for Life happens today on the National Mall in D.C., the premier annual event for pro-lifers.
Anti-abortioners.
They're going to rally. They're going to march to the Supreme Court. Mike Pence will be the keynote speaker.
Are they going to vote?
So everybody's looking forward to that.
To help pay for poor kids?
No.
Okay. Of course they won't. Same group. Once you're born, like Todd always says, we don't care about it.
Yeah. Is it going to be safe? Yeah. For there'll be a lot of women there.
Oh, with Pence.
That's right. Tomorrow.
Mother might say.
Mike Pence will be in the same 3-mile radius as other women.
What's mother going to say about that?
Right.
And homophobic.
Yeah, well, the women's march is tomorrow.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So this will be mostly dudes?
Mother. Oh, no, there's a lot of it's families.
Yeah,
don't
family,
abort. Mommy didn't abort me. Signs on kids that just want to go have recess.
Should have.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Look at you with that sign up. You don't have a shot in hell.
Well, so many of us just aren't on, just don't get it. However, they're telling us it's time to change our passwords again. Okay. Because a respected security researcher says he found a huge leak of nearly 773 million unique email addresses, including over 21 million unique passwords.
Huge leak is my password. You said it. Damn it.
Huge leak 3.
All the emails and passwords have been posted to a popular hacking forum.
But this is what's weird about this, because obviously LD's a computer guy. We're not, so we'll let him chime in a second. But you said this guy wants you to type in your passwords to find out if you've been compromised. Why would you type in your password anywhere? Do you trust this guy?
Yeah.
Apparently we're supposed to, but I don't know.
What do you think, LD?
Well, yeah.
You take care of passwords at your job, right?
Well, yeah, but you think you just type in your email address.
Right.
If he has both.
That's
put
right.
Put your email address in. See if
well,
you
your email address in many cases is public information, isn't it?
No, but if it's on this list of 773
that doesn't
million,
mean they have your password. For instance, around here
know.
We change our passwords
but
a lot.
You would know you're on the list at least just
he
for the
has
email address.
This information. He knows if they have your password.
There's that.
Yeah.
He might.
That's a great point.
Assuming that you haven't changed it, though.
So the recommendation, change your password and don't type it in on this site.
Yeah.
There you
that's,
go.
Yeah, do that. Yeah. Do
yeah.
that. Right. Yeah.
That's how he's finding
yeah.
out.
How close are you to your password?
Or type in what you're going to change it to see if someone else has the same password.
Right. Yeah, we were trying some off the air. We can't say on the air.
No.
Tony's got some racist stuff.
Some brutal ones.
Yeah.
So this is a huge story. It's all over the place. And, look into it if you need to. Well, I guess everybody needs to look into it.
Like every password I got, all my apps, my banking apps, all that stuff.
It's possible.
Yeah, okay. Loan passwords.
773 passwords.
Which
they
one?
Pretty much have them all.
Well, 20-some-odd thousand passwords, 773 million email
that is
addresses.
Yeah, that's everyone, yeah.
Man.
Unique email addresses.
Yeah, I think I have about 773 things I need a freaking password for. I'm sick of it.
Yeah.
I guess it's the password manager we all need to get.
Which is what?
You type in one password and this fancy computer thing gives everything else
up. Yeah, and then somebody hacks that.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, what they need to do is like with phones that you can use your fingerprint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We just need that.
Yeah.
Where you can unlock things with your thumbprint.
That's it.
Well, yeah, don't they say that biometric passwords is where it's heading? Eye scans,
right.
Fingerprints, facial recognition, that type of thing.
Well, also double authentication. For instance, trying to log into something and then the double authentication has to do with perhaps your phone getting another. You have to authenticate it through your phone as well. Yes, I'm trying to do such and such, get into this account.
Yeah, you know what I hate when they give you that random numbers and letters that are either capitals or not. I can't tell. Some of those I can't even tell what they are.
To prove you're not a robot.
Yeah, they're just.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Some
yeah.
of those, I say next one, next one. Okay,
you can't read.
That's an H. I can't tell. Is that an eight? I don't know.
But the double authentication.
Is that a street sign?
Good, because that'll save a lot of people from getting their fingerprints chopped off.
There's that.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Apparently, fingerprints aren't great. They're easy.
Facial recognition is the new one, right? What if you got punched or something like that?
Yeah,
exactly.
Would it be better to dig their eyeballs out?
Good idea, Todd.
That's a great idea.
How about a mushroom bruise?
But
lay it out. Lay your junk out there.
Fingerprints—they're not going to spend that much time. They're going to go to an easier target.
Right. Well, they train the retinal scanners to make sure the eye is attached to a head, and not just some guy holding an eyeball.
Holding his eye up.
Hey, Minority Report. Tom Cruise got new retinas. Remember that?
Wesley, that's right.
They gave Wesley new Snipes in Demolition Man. He did that. Remember, he digs a guy's eye out with a pen. And
that's right.
Gets out of the cryo prison.
Yep. Good point.
It's going to happen, man. It's going to happen.
And I hate eyeball stories.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, that's right. Len Dog hates eye stories. Yeah, let's talk about this some more.
Yeah.
South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham calling out the president and the Speaker of the House in a series of tweets.
Wait.
Trump.
Wait, he had to do the other
he
side.
He had to do both.
He always does both.
All right.
Him hammering the president.
He says Pelosi's overseas trip is... The president announced that Pelosi's overseas trip is being postponed due to the shutdown, and that was after Pelosi said that Trump should delay the State of the Union in light of the shutdown. Graham says one sophomoric response does not deserve another.
Yeah, it wasn't exactly.
He says Blinken's move is blatantly political and irresponsible, and then he said that Trump's move was inappropriate as well. So everybody's wrong.
TSA and air traffic controllers saying it's not safe. It's definitely a little unsafe. Air traffic controllers have said it's a little less safe to fly, they think.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Did you hear that
Lindsey pulled his tongue out of Trump's ass?
But he didn't really do
just
it,
long
Todd.
Enough
if you listen to it,
he
doesn't really do it.
Oh,
he does it for a second, but then he has to do it. It's a whataboutism. That's what Lindsey Graham does.
Well, just long enough to wipe his lips.
Whatever.
And now he's back to business, I'm sure.
What was your question, Len?
Did you do the story about TSA playing explicit rap music?
No.
At work.
Really? Just because they're bored?
Well, they don't care.
They don't care, right?
Yeah, so they're playing hardcore lyrics out loud.
Yeah, these guys are working.
You're not getting paid. You're pissed off, too. I mean,
they're working and not getting paid, right?
No, I'm not finding fault with them.
Oh, no, I know you're not. I know you're on their side.
That's hilarious. I was be dancing. Yeah.
A Russian startup has a vision of the future. Giant advertisements orbiting the Earth. The company Start Rocket put out a concept video showing ads for McDonald's and KFC shimmering far up in the air for everyone to see.
Oh, that's what we need.
Start Rocket wants to launch its orbital display in 2020 and start showing ads by 2021. The technology would use CubeSats orbiting between 250 and 300 miles above the planet. They say the technology is already doable. It's just a matter of getting over some regulatory hurdles.
How long does it stay up there, though?
How long do you want it to stay up
there? Does it burn out?
Well, I imagine they can change it and turn it on and turn it off.
So we're going to see the gold marches in the sky for, ever?
I can't tell you what McDonald's marketing strategy is.
No.
Wait till it gets hacked.
Yeah.
That's what
you're right.
That's
zombies alive. That kind of,
I'd be grateful for that. Yeah,
porn, right?
Yeah, if it's 350 miles high, that might be kind of hard to see.
Yeah.
They have it worked out.
Yeah, that's why blimps don't fly 350 miles over a stadium.
Yeah, they would pop.
Well, see, and this thing, these advertisements would be big enough for us to see them. Because especially if you're talking satellites.
Well, they got to be giant.
Or just shoot some rays out where it's a big writing in the
air. No, we don't know how they're projecting an image. It doesn't have to be on the side of a satellite.
Oh, they get lasers.
They have such things, but I don't know. I don't know how one does this.
Put a big sign on Uranus.
Yeah, we're not talking. I don't think they're talking about putting a big movie screen up there.
Your rectum.
It's kind of what it sounds like, though. Same concept.
Yeah, similar.
We'll figure it out.
But who knows what they're using for a screen?
We'll figure it out later.
Out of Kentucky, a 48-year-old mother, Sunita Jerram, had to be busted just before 1 o'clock in the morning. She told police at the time that she drank a bunch of beer and got into her car to drive to teach her son a lesson.
I'm going to show you.
What, did you put him in the car? Oh, did you put him in the car? This is how you drive drunk?
Yeah, according to the Lexington Herald Leader. She also claimed to have driven her 014 BMW X1 at 150 miles an hour while the kid was in the car. She smelled of alcohol. She was slurring her speech.
Show you.
She told investigators she'd been drinking all day. The woman's son told investigators he tried to get out of the car several times because mom's drinking, but he couldn't because the door was locked. Her blood alcohol level was 0.161, a little bit over twice the legal limit. According to booking records, she has previously been charged with public intoxication and speeding.
I am them.
I'll learn you.
She's mom of the month.
This is how
What's
you
her
drive
mugshot
drunk.
Look like?
I she don't drunk? Remember.
What was her name, Craig?
Sunita Jerram, J-A-I-R-A-M.
We got to see her drunk face.
Yeah. I'm going to show you.
You get in the car.
Blow in this tube for me so we can start the car.
That's a good memory for that kid. Remember mom when you got drunk and threw me in the car and drove really fast? I love you.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.